This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Moving on to I wouldn't say better, happier stories, because it really isn't.
No.
We've been seeing day by day that number count go up of cases of alcohol poisoning in the country. It's been quite frightening. 40 new cases have been reported. And with that, the number of notifications from Selangor now go up to 55, Kuala Lumpur 9, Perak 5. So that's 69, I think. My math might
be
failing me.
Is it total 69? Wow.
Yes, and the death toll is now at 21 cases.
Right. So there are a number of products, actually, that are involved in this. And essentially, the Ministry of... I think it's the Ministry of Health, isn't it? Who are actually going through its safety and food quality division and taking samples of these products to test them. There has been no talk yet about whether there are going to be any recalls. Am I right?
I don't think so. Although there have been, people have been taken into remand, I think shopkeepers and such. And it's a little bit frightening because basically it's the same kinds of cases that we've seen in Indonesia for a long time, I think. And it's got to do with basically contamination as well as local brewing of alcohol and unsafe methods in those instances.
Sorry, it's not funny, but you know.
Yeah, why are you laughing?
No. I'm just laughing at the fact that we're still doing that, right? In the sense that the making of hooch, if you will, there is no safe hooch. It's not a controlled environment in which to make alcohol, and you're dealing with chemicals, and especially something like ethanol, for example, that has very, very dangerous side effects when not brewed in a controlled environment.
And I mean, a home brewing environment is almost never a controlled environment. Also, I think it's only 30 mils of methanol. That's enough to kill you.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
Don't do it. Don't drink it.
Basically, no. So we're going to delve a little bit more into that issue of contamination and how that works and whether or not, I mean, I suppose whether it's safe to consume the kinds of alcohols that you might see that are a little bit on the cheaper end. Now, we have on the line Satis Munyandi, Secretary of the Malaysia Anti-Cheap Liquor Movement. Satis, thank you for joining us on the program. What is the current situation that we have with cheap liquor?
All right. We are talking about this issue since for past 5-6 years, when we found out that a lot of low-income group people are addicted to this drink, especially in the Indian community and also the foreign workers who are working in Malaysia. You know, they are buying these cheap liquors, and we found out that these people are, you know, getting addicted to this drink, are often facing health issues, especially liver-related issues. Normally, those who drink heavy drinkers, they get liver cirrhosis. It's a kind of a sickness that, you know, very common to be found among the heavy drinkers. And we were told that about 100 over 1,000 families lost their breadwinners or husbands, or the wives lost the husbands because of this addiction to these cheap liquors especially. But the problem is the cheap liquors in the market are not properly distilled and not properly processed, and it can be fatal when these people are taking it at least a bottle a day. In the range of 5 years, their liver gets spoiled, and eventually they will die.
Satis, you mentioned a statistic just now that over 100,000 families have lost their breadwinners due to cheap liquor. Where is this statistic coming from?
This statistic is released by a former, I think she is still the MIC, the Malaysian Indian Congress, the women leader of the party. They released this statistic when they are talking about some social issues faced by the Indian community. This is the numbers that they were, you know, they were campaigning, and they were telling around that 100 over 1,000 women become single mothers because of their husband's addiction to cheap liquors.
So let's break this down. What is the difference between buying a drink at a bar and buying a cheap bottle at a store in terms of safety?
Okay, the when you talk about liquors, some people are questioning us why you guys are fighting against cheap liquors. When you're fighting against liquors, it should be across the board. But we say the alcohol consumption is a civil right of any Malaysian or any man. But the problem is, in Malaysia, the alcohol is being sold cheaper than a meal. You know, you can't buy a decent meal for ringgit. Let's say you are staying in KL or Penang, you can't buy a decent meal for ringgit. But you can buy a bottle of alcohol which contain the alcohol contain is about 25 to 42%. So the problem is the cheap liquors, they are not properly distilled. Normally, if you take Scotch whiskey, it will take about 12 to 21 years for the Scotch whiskey to, you know, for the brewery and everything. But this cheap alcohol, they are being made within 7 days, you know. Not even 7 days. Some of the cases, it's being produced, the distilled process will take just about a few hours of time. So that means it's not properly distilled, and the alcohol contains and chemical contents are very high compared to those alcohol or the liquors which are being sold expensively. This is the difference.
So if cheap liquor is such a health hazard, why is it still so easily available?
Okay, what happened towards the end of the 1980s, there was an incident happened in Lunas where a number of people drank an illicit liquor produced by the in somewhere in the kebun there. So what happened? Those people who drank this illicit liquor died on the spot. It happened in Lunas. Lunas incident is a very popular incident. So what happened is these people died because of contamination, and also the liquor was poisonous. After that, the government came out with an act to license all these people who are producing this illicit liquor. So what happened, these people who were selling the liquors in the plastic bag changed their modus operandi, and they start to produce liquor and bottle it. And government actually issued hundreds of licenses for these liquor companies. As per our record, we have about 46 liquor companies in Malaysia producing cheap liquors. That means when we talk about cheap liquors, the liquor bottle price is about below 30 ringgit. You know, we have liquor about 750 ml liquor bottle being sold at 5 ringgit. You can find it anywhere. So there was no proper guidelines to control this alcohol in Malaysia. And I will definitely say the government responsible. Obviously, it is the government, the former government, overlooked the whole scenario, and without issuing license to this liquor producer, they can control the illicit liquor problem. But they have overlooked the greater problem, which is the alcohol addiction among the lower income group people.
Is that the real issue here, Satish, that many people have a problem with alcohol dependence?
The problem is the government didn't really care about this alcohol addiction among Malaysians. If you are a drug addict, there is a drug rehabilitation center for a drug addicts to, you know, to treat them and to bring them back into the society. But for the alcohol addicts, there was no such a rehabilitation center. And all the while, you know, until last year, the minimum age for alcohol consumption was 18. But recently, last year, there was a change in the Akta Makanan, you know, the Food Act. They implemented the new age, which is 21 years old above, and also for a minimum size of the bottle. That means there won't be cheap liquor being sold for 175 milliliters. So it's going to be standardized at a 1 liter bottle, and it will not be a cheap liquor anymore. A bottle of liquor minimum price will be around 50 ringgit. But the problem is, at the last minute, the government backtracked from the implementation, And we don't know. Up to date, there was no further decision on this case.
So what can be done to take dangerous liquor out of the market?
Okay, I think there were arguments saying that if you ban the cheap liquors, you know, if you increase the price of liquor, the illicit liquors will take over the place. I will say this is nonsense, because the government has a responsibility towards its people. So all these enforcement agencies, especially customs departments, should increase enforcement operations against these illicit liquor sellers and, you know, all these fake liquor sellers. The problem now that we are facing is we don't know what is happening with the earlier gazette, which was gazetted late 2017. If minimum, they can implement the gazette. They can make it a working one so that there won't be any cheap liquor in the market.
So, Satish, the anti-cheap liquor movement had several demands. Can you tell us what those demands are?
What we expect is Malaysian's anti-cheap liquor movement. We carried out a major campaign, garnered about 50,000 signatures with 7-point demands. Among that is we should amend the Excise Act 1976 to control this price of alcohol and also these licenses of these places that selling the alcohol. And the most important thing, I think the government should enforce a ban against all the sundry shops, all the minimarts, and all these shops that selling household products should not sell alcohol. Alcohol should be sold at the designated places like nightclubs, pubs, or maybe a special alcohol shop. So this is what need to be done immediately, because the problem is greater than what we think. You know, as we were carrying out our campaign, we found out that a lot of underage students, you know, 17 years old, 16 years old, school-going children are consuming this alcohol. Some of them even buy this alcohol as cheap as 5 ringgit before they go to school, and they consume this alcohol during school hours. So this is something that worrying us, and I think government should take some stern action against these people who are selling alcohol to the underage people. Although the law is there and the law is very clear, but the enforcement is very weak.
Satish, thank you so much for your views. That was Satish Muniandi, Secretary of the Malaysia Anti-Cheap Liquor Movement.
That is right.
A movement that we increasingly appear to require, I mean,
correct,
looking at these cases.
I'll be honest, before researching the story, I had no idea such a movement existed.
And yet it's such an important one.
Exactly,
I genuinely,
right?
Believe so,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have Jason via WhatsApp who said fake liquor. There's also a lot of fake liquor. And if you remove cheap liquor from the market, another problem will arise. And that is, I suppose, the infusion of fake liquor, which we're already seeing.
Yes,
I think. I mean, that's kind of where this is coming from.
This is a very direct response from Jason. Jason was also the person who texted earlier about, you know, sue them for child sexual abuse.
Yes.
We need to talk about consent.
Jason, accurate both times.
You should be in government.
We need that kind of decisive energy. That's right.
Can I also point out,
yes,
that was sarcasm, just in case people are listening and don't get my joke.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Evening Edition. We have more coming your way. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.